Freilich and Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. I wanted to look at two halachas which are particularly relevant to Zman Hazeh, which have to do with the Zman Hadlaka. What is the Zman of the Hadlaka? So let's start from the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes, Yesh Oimrim Shabizman Hazeh Shamadlikim Vifnim. Now we don't have to be concerned to write, because as the Mechaber wrote of Avachi Acha Tichla Regel Manashuk, and the Shulchan Aruch says Shochach Ohezer Below Hidlik Achki Esachama Madik Vohelach Acha Tichla Regel Manashuk Shuk Gavol Chatzi Shoh Shozom Omer Vesham Vika Pesumenis Ochotzor Lidin Boshem and Kizeh Ashir. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he has to write within this man of Chatzi Shoh, within a half an hour of the Zman. From a half an hour after the beginning of the Zman. The Ramah adds to that, V'yeish ha'imrim, Shabizman hazeh, Shabadlikim b'fnim, since we light indoors, so we're less concerned with Persis Ba'i, is Ein Tzorach Lizor, L'had L'Kodim Shetich L'Regel Manashuk. And this is Tor citing Tosis. Then the Ramah adds, when we come back to Obli Zor Gam Bizman Hazeh, it's a good idea to be makpid on this man nowadays type. So the shaila is, what is the machloikus? What's the basis that we don't have to be nizer in this man of Tichla Regel Manashuk? And at the end, what is the chumrah the Ramah tells us? When we are told Zor Gam Bizman Hazeh. Now the Shulchan Aruch continued, but this man passed, he lights the whole night. The Shulchan Aruch allows him to light the entire night. That's the Shulchan Aruch sheet. Okay. Whatever it may be, it's not, that doesn't change. Whatever, there are varied. The Rambam writes in, it's the lashon of the Mechaber, that you light. Kodem Shatish says Mishatishka Chama. The Gemara says Acha Tichla Regel Manashuk. And there's a shaila, what Tishka Chama means according to the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says it's Elim Sof Shkiyoso, which seems to apply, which means Tzeisa Kochovim. But the Rambam says that you light Im Shkia Sachama, and there are two perushim, whether the Rambam means Tzeis or the Rambam means Shkia Mamash. And as I mentioned other times, Midi Yerushalayim is like the perush in the Rambam that it means Shkia sunset, and Midi Yerushalayim is they light immediately after sunset, they light in Eretz Chanukah. That's the Midi Yerushalayim. So what is this machlokes? So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is on Daf Aleph Amud Beis in Shabbos. Uraminu mitzvosam v'shetishka chama shetich l'regel manashuk. So the Gemara said before that. So my love, the Gemara was concerned with the fact if it goes out again, do you have to relight it or not? He implied Mishatishka Chamat Shatichla Regel Manashuk. The Gemara took that to mean that as long that throughout that entire time period, I have to make sure that the neiros are burning. My love, the kofs of Hodamad Liklo. After relight, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is it should run from Tishka Chamat Shatichla Regel Manashuk. If it goes out, so relight it. Or it says, no, my love, the kofs of Hodamad Liklo. Look, so the Gemara gives two terutzim. The Eloi Madlik, if he hasn't lit yet, he can still light. V'inami l'shiura, for the shir. V'inami l'shiura, for the shir. So Tosfos says, the Eloi Adlik Madlik, avomikan v'eilech over Azman. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, that if this man of Tichla Regel Manashuk passed, so the way Tosfos seems to learn is over Azman, that's it, you missed this man. And the second teretz holds it's only a matter of the shear. That's how much oil you have to put, but that would not necessarily dictate that this man passed with that amount of time. That's how much. Oimeri, Pyrus, the Yesh Nizor Lahadlik Belayla Miyat. So the Rabbalah, the first that Rabbalah Taisis wrote that we should light immediately. Shalom Yaach Yosem Midai. When we come Mokom, Icher, Im Icher, Yadlik Misofik. Then light Misofik. The Mishane Shinui Achrina. The Gemara has another terrors that this is not the Seibzman. It's only how much oil. You need that amount of oil that would burn, you know, let's say we call it a half an hour, that period. You need a half an hour, that just have to be a half an hour near. When you do that half an hour, whenever you want to do that half an hour, you do that half an hour. So misofik, you should light. Obviously, you wouldn't make a bracha according to that, because it's misofik. Now, with a re-near, sheet number two in Tosis, ata in lochosh mosa yidlok. Now, we don't have to be concerned. Ata, nowadays. Why? The onu, ein lono vakeira, lele bnei abayis. Our whole hackers from the Nevi Habai, Shari Madlika Vifnim. So what do we have to worry with the outside for? So the first Eretz in Tosfos holds that even Bismanasa, the Ishlizor Lahadlik Balaynam Yachno Yachayos Midai, and if you are, become Okam Icher, Yadlik Misofik. It's only, you can only light Misofik. The Re holds that we don't have to worry about it. So what's the machleikus of the two terutzim and taisvus? We heard the machleikus of the two terutzim and taisvus. The Gemara says that there are three places following. Ner Chanukah, that you like, turn around on it. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah, lohanicha, pesach, beis, and mibachutz. You should put it on at the door of your house on the outside. In hoyador baliyah, and if you live on an upper floor, a second floor, menicha b'chaloi, nasmucho l'roshus harab. Uvshasa sakana, the time of danger, menichal shulchan uvedayim. It's enough to place it on your table. Now, the should the danger that they were talking about in the Gemara was a group in Bovel. They were called Chavrei. They were very fundamentalist. Some say it's refers to the Zoroastrians. And on their religious holidays, they did not allow anyone to light any candle, any light, except in their house of worship. And they were like Saudi Arabia, they had religious police, and they went around, and if you didn't obey the law, they beat you up. So it was not necessarily the case that you were, they killed people for it, but they did a job on it. That was the sakana. So, we find, as I've mentioned, that Shas Sakana could also mean, as Rabbeinu Yerucham said, if you're afraid your menorah will get stolen, that also fits into Shas Sakana. It means you can't fulfill the mitzvah outdoors with tranquility. So now, so we have a halacha that Shas Sakana we light inside. Now, the parameters of the mitzvah, well, according to Tosfos, in the time of the Gemara, one was obligated to light from Misha Tishkach HaMat Shetich L'Rega Manashuk. Once that Zman passed, even the second Teretz and Tais is held in the time of the Gemara, that one cannot be Yotzei the Mitzvah anymore, except Misofik. Why? Because passers-by were not commonly found. The last people, the private people, tended to leave before this amount of time. But Tich L'Rega Manashuk, these were dealers in kindlewood, and therefore they stayed out the last ones. For all the stragglers on the way home, the last thing you had to do before you went home at night is to make sure you had enough some wood to light the stove with. So this was the last business that closed up, the last piece of business you took care of before you went home at night. There's a gaggle, you bought a bundle of wood. So a kindle wood to be able to light your stove up, to be able to cook. So these were the last guys out. Well, everyone in every store has it closed up. So the next stop you made was the wood dealer, and then you went home. So when everyone finally finished going home, so then the wood dealers packed up, and they also went home.
How's the Rav learning the reason that there's no need for lighting for your own internal public?
So that wasn't the parameters. That's Mamela. But the Pirsum Hanais means to publicize the Nes. That's a chelik of the Ido. That we publicize the Nes, not a private celebration. I proclaim the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shalom in public.
So I need a public to publicize.
Yeah, but you can't publicize it out of public.
and you're not part of it, you can't publicize.
Well, that's there's no point, and you don't publicize. It's you're incidental to that process.
But so much so that if there's no one to publicize it,
we didn't get to what this. But that's the parameters of it. We'll worry later what how that plays in. You play into this. But the point of the mitzvah in its proper fulfillment is to publicize it. That's, you know, to yourself, you're not exactly an advertisement that you make, and you're the only one that sees. This is not much of an advertisement.
So what should a person do?
We'll get to that. We're going to find out. We're going to get to that. Be'ezus Hashem. It's a good question. What should you do if you live alone? Now, so what's the machleikus? The machleikus apparently is, when the Gemara said, u'b'shasa sakono me'ichal shulchono b'dayo, is that merely an adjustment in the first din? In other words, the first din remains. The halacha of Neros Chanukah is Mishatishka Chama Shatich L'Rega Manashim. That's true, universally true. All that's disputed is where you place your menorah. Sometimes you place it at the door of your house, sometimes you place it in your window, and sometimes you place it on your table. But in all the situations, it's one mitzvah. Mishatishka Chama, that's the Zmana mitzvah.
What would be the reason?
They didn't change it. There was no change.
No publicizing.
So that's it. That they made one zman. It's not a zman that, you know, it would be the halacha would be very, very sensible that it made one zman. There's one universal zman. You can't publicize it more or less. That's not the issue. You have to have a zman to do a mitzvah. This is a zman. It's not a flexible zman.
So, but basically, you're looking for starting zman that you do it at night when it's night.
Yeah.
There's a period, so it's just an end period, so we don't really care if the people are.
Whatever, that's what, you know, that's the zman that they made. They had a reason to make that zman, and they were masakin zman for a mitzvah, like every mitzvah has a zman.
Is it more the focus on the beginning that it should be at night, which night, and then, okay, there's some limit, and it doesn't really matter that end limit. In other words, we need to light it at night, right?
No, so, but there's also, this is zman that you can typically be mafarsim in the nest when there's a public outside.
Right.
After that, there's no one outside, basically, in the societies without outdoor illumination. At night, basically, the streets are deserted. So, that is all that changed in the three dinim is the place where you put them in order. But the etzem din, the takana remained the same. That's the first mahalach in Tosfos. That's what a reporter says. Only misofik, because that's it, you missed his man. The Ri has a chiddush. The Ri says that when you introduce the din of Bishas Sakona and Menucha al Shulchanu V'dayor, it's a totally different, it's a new takana. It's no longer tied to the din of Mishatishka Chama Achitich L'Rego Marashuk. Because that has to do with publicizing to passers-by in the street. But when we come inside the house, that's no longer a concern. Because we're not concerned with the people outside. We're concerned only with the people inside. The menorah is not visible outside. So consequently, he said, when they redid that din of Shasakono, Menichal Shachono B'dayo, that's a totally new takono with a new zman. Just to have an adjustment in the previous takana. No, it's a totally new takana with its own parameters. And therefore, he says, Ein lo nula, the whole heker is for the b'nei abaye, sharem madlikim b'befnim. So that's it.
But it starts till sundown, or he
doesn't say? We'll come to that when it starts. You could start at sundown, but why we can ask ourselves, what is the ideal time to do the mitzvah? That's a legitimate question.
Well, if you can do it at sundown, what is the mitzvah?
But for what reason? Let's say I could do it at sundown and I'll have less pursuing Nisa. I'm the only one in my house. It would not seem to make sense. The point is to be mafarsim to the people that are here. It's no longer totally in the outside. So whenever the people are here, which is the ikon what the place can save, as Mana said, we should light when the family is assembled. That's when we light. That's the ikon's month. Now, so what does the Ramo mean when the Ramo writes in Mikomokam told the Zoragam is Mana said? So the Bir Halacha writes, "Sha'avu b'shem adlikim b'fneim." Even though we light indoors, "Kevin shemadlikim b'pesach habayis." We light at the door. "V'upasuach," and it's open. "Shakeru loyver b'shalvim." There's some recognition of the menorah by passers by. So therefore, there's an inyan to try to light it at this month. That's what he says. The problem, this is a very problematic, bi'alocha, because in more than one place, for example, at the end of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, there are more rights, and we have Bezmanazesh Shekulam Adikam Bifnim Mamish. What does Bifnim Mamish mean? And this is spelled out clearly in the Dark in Moshe. Chabad Chaim quotes, and I know Shemizman Ator, Hoyom Adlikin Eitzel Pesach Abayis Bifnim. At the time of the Tor Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning in the 13th century, started using the light at the door of the household, indoors. So there was some recognition of the menorah by the people outside. Okay, Neish, Shad, if there's no, here he's talking about that each doorway on each side needs a menorah because Koshi and Hekel Karoy lo Ivrim, because people expect to see a menorah. And this is spelled out in the two places. This is one of them that it's spelled out in the Dakim Moshe. And it's because the intolerance in 16th century Krakow was such that they didn't dare put a menorah where it would be visible outside. We're unconcerned with that in our observance. So therefore, our passers by don't expect to see a menorah, so you don't have to have a menorah on each side of your house anymore. So the Ramon, two places, wrote that it is that in his time we light bifnim mamish. So therefore, why should the Ramon write and become okon tov lizor gam bizmanazeh for the reason of the tour, which that a passers by will see it, when the Ramon himself wrote that in his metzias nobody saw the menorah, it was bifnim mamish. There were no Ivrim Vashovim involved. They were totally out. There were three. There was exterior lighting, outdoor lighting, lighting at the just inside the door, and the door was kept open so passers-by would see it. And then there were the Ramos Krakow. They did away with that altogether, and they lit where you passed by the house outside. You didn't see that there was a menorah there. So how could the Ramos be concerned for the Torah's Metzias when he himself writes in two places in the Dark and Moshe that that's not what took place?
House.
Whatever, but it's not. It was not a norm. We're not concerned with the as he himself said, that for shad reasons we don't care anymore. So why dafka? What's the type? That's, you know, people come to us. They come to us whenever they come. But there's no passers by. Passers by were not the issue.
He's in the
read. So I think the shot in the Rambo, and I found Aruch HaShulchan says this also. That the Mekomokom is because the Ramos Choshish for the first Teretz in Taisus. The first Teretz in Taisus holds that there's a din of Tzeisuk and Chobim Bizman Hazeh. Even in the absence of Pesach, there's nothing to do. It's a Zman. And you can't go light after the Zman. That's the reason. Not because of the Ibn Rishon or the Torah, but rather because of the first Teretz in Taisus. Because Tzeisuk and Chobim, that's the Zman. The Zman is in that time frame from Mishatishka Chama Chetichla Regum Anashim. That's the Kapeda. That's what a Ramos says. We come up with Tov Lizor of Gam Bezman Hazeh. Toiv to be Yitzi Chol Adeis. I mean, the Re is a Chiddush. Not Mukhrach that it has to be right, the Re is Chiddush. Okay, even though there's a lot of logic to it, but are we Shaitim that disputed that? The Gemara does not articulate clearly the Re's din. So the Ramos says, Toiv, it's a good idea to be Mekayim the other Shita too. That's what I believe that Pshat in the Ramos is. Now, so the Ramah, we follow the Rishita principally. Ruinir dat in lochash mosay yadlik. The ono ein lor akira luvnei abayisher and madlikim bevifnim. We light indoors. So now there's a whole shaila of what happens if you come home and the people in the house went to sleep already. So here we find the following. Find the place. The Shulchan Aruch says he can write Kol HaLayla Ad Amar HaShachar until the morning. Uva Brocha, and you make a Brocha. Banu Dafka and Bnei Abayis Neurim. That's if the people in the house are up. Avolim Yishenim. If they are sleeping in the Vorach Aleim, you can't make a Brocha. The Yadik Meloi Brocha. The Kamod Lididhu, just as in the time of the Gemara. Oyim Avorach, Elev Esman Pirsum Hanes. Only at the time of the Pirsum Hanes. Ochanam Lididon. The embalmed base of Kodum Amar Hashachar, most of the base of Yishayim, and Anocha Sheyakit, say we should wake him up with a Sheyuchal Hadik of Bracha, that he should be able to light with a Bracha. So this is the view of the Mogen Avraham. Seems a little bit at odds with the Mechaber, because the Mechaber seems to say, Vim Ovar Kol HaLayla Velo Hidlik, Rather, he says, Madlik Vahidach Kol Halayla. Aram Rashofa Uve Brocha. So he is Afkadayram Umbeya Bayas Neurim. He wants the Ramah, wants to say it's only, I mean, the Mogan of Ram only if they're up still. Now, there are two kashas that they ask on this psak. But we say, Vahemet Moshe Herach Bezeh, Vedaita, yet he disagrees with this psak. Dim Shochach Onenes, if we forgot it, was an Onus, Velo Hidlikat Shi Yishanu Kulam, till they all went to sleep. Yokits Bezel Gimel Mayem, wake them up, Vyadlik, and light. Ve'em Yevshalakitzam, and if he can't wake them up, become Mokum Yadlik. Now you see, if he wanted to say two or three, because you need a Rabbim for pursuing these. And the Shaila is, are you included in the three? So do you need two more people, or you're not included? You have to be Mepharsim at the three. But he says, if you can't, make a Brocha any Yadlik. If you die, that's a Mokum Avram, if you're Odom Mokum, Shain Shom, Afme Anche Abayish, Shom Yadlik Bloy Brocha. And if a person has no family, he should live without a Brocha. Willow Ra'iru Zeba Poyba Poyskin. We didn't find that the Poskim that wrote this. That even if he is lives among Goyim, it's Tzorach Lahadlik. He says before us that you have to like. Umashma, but the Kosov came to Pshitis, Shiyadik Bevrocha. Okay, he didn't have to fetch it out from him. They were going to do Riazes come out Mefurish, that it's really that the whole point of lighting in this case was so he should be able to have the Brochas. Now the Vadim and Yochel the Farsim had Lokim if Ne Rabim Yisro, it's better. I will elect Anoshim Bishvilzel, he bottle a mitzvah, okay, nearly Bichinoy Ginoilo. So he says that how can the Mogan of Rome say that if you miss this man of Pirsim Hanes, that you can't make a Brocha anymore, you can't do the mitzvah? I, the Shulti Gibarim says of Ador Ben Anochrim, is able, so he has nobody's ever going to see his menorah except himself. He lights with a brocha. So let's take a look at that. You'll see why I said he doesn't have to say. He says with the kosov came with pshitas, and since he didn't spell it out, kosov came with pshitas. It means with brocha. I mean, you don't have to kvetch to prove that he means with brocha. Let me read to you the Shulchan Gemurim. Shulchan Gemurim writes the following. It's on page Yud in the pages of the Rif in the Shas. Ois Aleph, Mineir Ba'enai, the Loshon of the Riashim, Hoye Oimei Ben Anochim, a person that lives amongst Goyim, Ava Bishain Lo Bayis La'atzmo, he doesn't have his own house, Uvolo Pesach La'atzmo, and he doesn't have his own doorway, he's Chayiv Lahadlik Nir La'atzmo, he has to light himself, Ava Bishishto Madlekes Beveso, even though his wife is lighting at home, why? Shaharei Ein Anes Meforsim Etzlo, there's no Pirsim Anes for himself, Ve'ein roya ner Chanukah. Now listen, livorech alav bein anochrim, and nor will he see him in order to make a bracha on. So it's very clear that he should learn that the whole point of this exercise is to be able not to pshitus. That's the whole reason he's doing it. Is he, if you saw someone else's menorah, so there's another yid that can make him a bracha on his menorah. My wife, the mitzvah was yaitzu with my wife's lighting. Brochas on the nes I'll make on your menorah, but here I'm not going to have the brochas. I won't have the opportunity to make a brocha, so I have to light. For what reason? He says, klor, to be mefarsim and to make the brocha. He says, klor, then it's no, you don't have to kvetch. Oh. Then he'll be able to make a brocha. Kimavur v'kuntras arayas. So this is the piece that he's quoting. Now, if we go back one page to page Tess in the Shulti Agibarim, so we'll also find, again, Loshen Hariyaz, the same Pesach that the Rishulti Agimor quote on the next page. He says, V'kama Shir Mitzvosa. What is the Shir of the Mitzvah? Mishetishka Hachama V'atshetich L'Rega Manashuk. He says, V'lo V'atshetich L'Rega L'Yechidim. And not until there's, you find one or two guys that are always wandering around in the middle of the night in the street for some reason. But Ella regular rabbin, when there are a significant number of people, the storekeepers, I guess, that sell the food that you need to eat at night, and the wood dealers, they stay somewhere after darkness to get the last people on the way home from work. Because there are still people floating home, through the stores and on the way home. If you were late in lighting, after this man. And a yochel ahadlik, you can't light anymore. Where he beat the mitzvah, you are mevatel the mitzvah. Oh, So according to the Riyaz, in the time of the Gemara, after a half an hour passes, what does he say? Finished. Bitul HaMitzvah. That's it. There's nothing to talk about. You can't light after half an hour. It's all over. So I want to understand. So according to now, the Riyaz is telling me that it can't be that once you go to sleep, that if there's no Pirsum HaNes anymore, any longer, that you don't light anymore. It must be you keep on lighting. How does he know you keep on lighting? Because the Riyaz says, if you live amongst Goyim, you light with a bracha. So I'll ask you on the Riyaz himself. The Riyaz himself, paskin, the din of the Gemara, when the half an hour ends, bitul HaMitzvah, it's all over. And yet he says that Ador ben Anochrim lights. So you can't tell me that those two things, you're telling me they're mutually exclusive. That if I'm telling you that this man passes and he can no longer, there's no longer, you can't do the mitzvah anymore because you don't have your rabbim, so how could you paskin it simultaneously that Ador ben Anochrim lights? But the Riyaz paskins both of those dinim. He's the source of both of those dinim. The Riyaz paskin that after the half an hour you can no longer light in the time of the Gemara. And yet the same Riyaz paskins, if you're Ador ben Anochrim, you can light with a bracha. So you see it obviously from the Riyaz that those two dinim are not connected to each other. The one is not a proof for the other dinim. That even though after the half an hour the people go pass, then you can't make a bracha, still Ador ben Anochrim lights. So those two things have nothing to do with each other. We'll come back why they don't have to do with each other. But the Chemetz Moshe's contention that they have to do with each other, they ask on the Mogen Avraham, from the Riyaz himself, who's the source of the din, you can prove that they are not connected with each other. Now let's follow the line of reasoning of the Mogen Avraham. There's a machlekes Rishonim. What happens after the first one? Not everyone agrees with the Riyaz that after the first half an hour is bitul HaMitzvah. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Rashba, and the Rashba says that Neres Chanukah is no different than all other mitzvah Shabbalayla, which the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, a kosher kol alayla. That if you didn't do them at the beginning of the night, you can do them the whole night. You didn't daven Marav at the beginning of the night, you do Marav the whole night. So what does the Gemara mean, the Eloi Madlik Madlik? Adi Gemara said that if you didn't light, you can still light. That means for mitzvah men amuvchor. If you want to do a mitzvah, those lechatchila take away in the first half an hour, it's lechatchila. But after that, it's not so lechatchila, but you still light. That's the way the Magid Mishnah reads. So be'etzem it should be then that Neres Chanukah is not different than any other mitzvah shavalayim. That it should prevail for the entire night until Amar Hashachar. Elamai, the Gemara says that when there was tichle regel men ashuk. So the mitzvah ended, meaning to say that Chazal insisted that we be mefarsim the nest to someone else. And if we missed it, we had the opportunity to be mefarsim, and if we missed that opportunity, that's what the Riyaz is saying, we missed the opportunity. So the Riyaz disagrees with the Rashba and says the mitzvah ended after that half an hour. Yeah. The Riyaz says, well, what will happen for a person that didn't have the opportunity to be mefarsim the nest? There's nobody around. He's on some business trip and he's in the middle of Africa someplace. Forget about it being another Yid. They don't even know what a Yid is in that place in the world. Forget about finding another Yid. They never heard of a Yid. And he's there by himself. He's going to light a menorah. So what are the choices? So the Riyaz says we have two choices. Either we're going to say that he's exempt from lighting the Neres Chanukah, or that he should light. Chazal had one of two choices. He says Chazal opted that such a person should light. He's a Yid. Every Yid should light. There's no one else to see it. So there'll be no one else to see it. Marash. So he'll also light. Because the alternative is to say he shouldn't light at all. Those are our two choices. So Hayyis, that those are the only two choices that we have. Chazal opted that he should light together. He's a member of Klal Yisrael. He should also light the menorah. But what happens in a situation when a person has the opportunity to be mefaras in the nest? So Chazal insisted that he be mefaras in the nest. He didn't just say, well, I light it at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, we don't want you to light it at 3 o'clock in the morning. When you could do Pursum and Issa, yeah, we want you to light. But we want you to light in a manner which is mefaras in the nest. That's the full-blown mitzvah. If you're going to come after that, so we don't want you. You have the opportunity. We'll mechayev you to be mefar. Those that can be mefarsim the nest, we'll mechayev to be mefarsim the nest. If you're not going to do it in a manner of being mefarsim the nest, so go home. Come back tomorrow. That doesn't have to do with the poor guy that's stuck in Africa. without another Jew within 1,000 miles of him. So what are we going to do with him? Should we say he's exempt? He should forget about Hanukkah and joining the rest of Klal Yisrael and being exposed to the Ness? Or we should say, no, he should join. So he, we said he should join. Why? Because Be'etzem, the mitzvah really is, the mitzvah should be, as the Rashba wrote, it should be kosher kol alayla, like kol mitzvah shabalayla. So if a guy that lives by himself, he should be able to light the entire night. He has no limitation because whatever he could do with the first minute after Tzeisah Kochavim, he could do at 3 o'clock in the morning too. So nothing changed in his scenario. So there's no reason to tell him, even reading of the Gemara, not to light at that time. Now they didn't have to make, they didn't necessarily, because we don't need to, the Etzem Hadin is, he should really be allowed to light the whole night. It should be Kosher Kol HaLayla. The fact that the people that live between Jews, we don't allow to light after that, that's because of the fact that they could be Mepharsim Dines, so we insisted that they be Mepharsim Dines. But this guy, who can't be Mepharsim Dines, so it's no different the first minute of lighting or 3 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't make any difference. It's all the same. So Mameida, we left the Mukbe Adina, that he can light whatever he wants during the night.
So why,
someone
lives among Jews, though.
Yeah.
And this is the
Let me just spell out the same way as the Gemara said. If I live in a place, let's start with the din of the Gemara, and then we'll go to our situation. In the din of the Gemara, if I lit, have to light for outdoors, and the Riyaz Paskins, if I missed a half an hour, it's all over for me. In other words, Chazal were insistent. The real way to do this mitzvah is to be mefarsim dines, not to put the menorah in a closet. And if you're able to do the mitzvah the real way, then we insist that you do the mitzvah the real way. No erzatz, the stuff. You're not going to put the menorah in the closet. You're going to put it outside. You're going to be if that's it. We're not giving. There's no second rate echatimtza for the mitzvah. You have the opportunity to do the mitzvah the right way. Mechayev to do it the right way. Yeah. From that, the Mogad Avram made the following step. The Mogad Avram said, what happens when they moved it inside the house? Now, we said, just as this man is a different man when we put it inside, why is this man a different man? Because we're no longer concerned with passers by. We're only concerned with Pirsamanes of the people that are in the house. Right? There's the Loshen of Toysvus. Toysvus says that, the honor ain't lono a kera lono b'nei abayis. We're concerned with the b'nei abayis. Sharei madlika b'bifnim. So the Mogen Avraham said, what's the difference if my audience is the people in the street and the people in the street disappear? So the Riyaz Paskins, I can't light anymore with a bracha. So what will the difference be if my audience is the people in the house and they disappeared? So why should I be able to light any more than the guy that lit at the time of the Gemara that lit? All that changed is this man is now flexible. At the time of the Gemara, it was one zman for everybody. So Mistavra, the case was, I would say, at the time of the Gemara, that the guy that was a Dorben HaNochron, let me spell this out, it wasn't clear before. The guy that was Dorben HaNochron, when there's one din for everybody because we're lighting for outside lighting, he also has to light. Mishatich LaRegel, because there's one zman for all the Klal Yisrael. All the Klal Yisrael has a zman. It starts at Tishka Cham, it ends at Tichla Regel Marashuk. This guy who is a Dorben HaNochron, if he's in the time of the Gemara, so he should also have to light. Why is he an exception to all of Klal Yisrael? If there's one zman for everybody, why is the Shmerel different than everybody else in Klal Yisrael? So he should have to light Bizman. But nowadays, that's what I meant before. Nowadays, when there is no universal Zman, you can't say everybody has to light the same Zman. Right? In my house, we're all home at 5 o'clock, Ronnie's in corporate America, at 1 o'clock in the morning they all get home, Some other guy gets home at 11, and that's when his family's together. So everyone has a personal Zman. There's no longer a universal Zman today. It's whenever my family's together, that's when I light. Today it's 5 o'clock, tomorrow it's 8 o'clock, the next day is 9 o'clock, tomorrow 6 o'clock. Even I don't have one's month. Every day is different. So Mamela, the guy that lives B'dor Ben HaNochrim, nowadays, what's his month? So he has no Zman. No Zman. So in the time of the Gemara in Ochanami, he should have had to light at Mishat Shishkachama, Shitichlaregam, and Ashokud. We're not going to make a new Zman for some oddball case. If all the Klaus was Machuyev to light in one Zman, may he taste it that he could be different? Of course he's going to have to light that Zman. But Bizman Azad, it is no light plug in the Zman. Everybody has a but this Zman. When there's maximum, pursue an Issa, that's this Zman. So in my house it's until 2, in your house it's until 3, and this house is, this guy goes to sleep early, it's till 9 o'clock, whenever it is. And this guy lives by himself, it's the whole time it's the same pursuit and Issa. Didn't change. So since the Rajba wrote that really it ought to be like a mitzvah, that's kosher kol alayla, and the only reason to change that is the imposition of the requirement to be mefarsh in the nes, and since we elected with this guy not to make that imposition, because otherwise we're going to cut him out of the mitzvah altogether, so if it's mitzvah, the din of the Gemara, you would have to light as a universal zman. He also has to light in the universal zman, mishatishkachama. But bizman hazeret, there's no universal zman. Everyone has a personal zman. So then he's allowed to light whenever he wants during the night. So it comes out two dinim. Ador ben anochrim lights, and what's even more important is the person that lives by himself. Person there's nobody else in his house. But he's a tam she is. Family's away. He doesn't have family. Though, you know, whatever it may be, he's away from his family. Whatever the situation may be, but he doesn't have family with him. So when does he light? So he also is going to light at a whole night. Light a whole night. So.
In your shrine today, where many people are knowing to light outdoors,
yeah,
is it there revert back to this universal time?
I would think so. You know what? I do not. I was in the years that I lived. I was lived in Eretz Yisrael 3 years, three entire years, in different times. So two of them I was single and one I was married, but I was always makpe to light bizman. I know when I was married, I particularly remember I used to go home from yeshiva, whatever, light bizman. And I was makpe, why? Because I was concerned for this problem. That maybe we're going back to the dinner of the Gemara, and the Mogad Avraham Paskins like the Riaz, that after Chatzi Shah, that's it, bizman is over, it's bottle.
So these people can't today.
So, you know, so that's a question. In common practice today, they light after that. So I'm not sure the reason for that. It could be a combination of two reasons. Either they decided b'di'evad the Rishami Ravonah to be samech on the Rashba, that he could light the whole night, not like the Riaz, even though the Mogad Avraham does not paskin that way. Or there's another possibility. The other possibility is that they learned that Tichla Regem Rashuk is flexible. Tichla Regem, in other words, it's not a Zman in and of itself, but it's rather... this man is tichla regel manashuk. That's this man. It's not a. There's no numerical value to it.
And today, actually, with electricity and streetlights, it goes later.
When are they not people there? You know, you drive on the highways in New York at 12:31 in the morning. They're packed. You know, tons of people there. There's more traffic at 1 o'clock in the morning in New York than in many cities at 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's a question. I'm a little bit a skeptic on this second shot, but why? Because of the following. Where did the Gemara only say Tichla Regem Rashuk? Where did this man of this idea that it's Shehu Kamo Chatzi Sho, where does this come from? So this comes from the Rif. The Rif is the one that made this suggestion that this is Kamo Chatzi Sho. Approximate to half an hour. Now the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. There it is. Here's the riff. Ad shetichlo regem rashuk, ad kamo. Is what type? Which shuk are we talking about? Is Amar Rav Yochanan ad the kal yiragla the tarmadoi? Perish, Eitzim Yiduim Etzlam. There were certain types of wood, Vinikroim Tarmoido, Vinayodim Mavdiyam Oysom Nikro Tarmodoi, these wood dealers. Umus Akvan Ar Achashkiya Sachamo, they wait after Kimoi Chatzi Shah, Achimagi and Levoteim, and that's when they go home too. So the Rif is the one that was Mechadish this idea of the Chatzi Shah. That's where it comes from. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So I was always a little puzzled. If Tichla Regem Rashuk is a flexible Zman, depending on nowadays it's 12 o'clock, whatever it is, 11 o'clock, whatever will be Mashiach, then why is everyone quoting the Rif? The Rif lived in Fez in Morocco. At the end of his life, he ran away. I think he lived in Spain for about the last 10 years of his life. So the Rif wrote, when he lived, let's say he wrote this in Fez in Morocco, he looked around and he decided that Tichle Regev Arashuk meant to half an hour. So if that's what it was in Fez in Morocco, who tells me what it is in Barcelona? Who tells him what it's going to be in Berlin and in Warsaw? So we should have found that this issue of what the Tichle Regev Arashuk is should have been revisited many times in history. Elamai will say they didn't bother to revisit it because they were lighting indoors. But from the Rif until the time of the Torah, when they started to light indoors, it was a few centuries. For many centuries in the Arab world, they lit outdoors. So, maybe in Cairo it was more cosmopolitan than Fez, and maybe it was nightlife. Do I know what went on in Cairo? Who knows what they did? Maybe the Arabs over there, they had a Salat Marav in the Mosque Lahavdil. You're going Coney Island there with you, but that's a coming home from a late Marav. They're pouring out. Who knows what the but why should there be one statement of what Tichle Regev Arashuk is? Tichle Regev Arashuk should depend on society. So why don't we find that from the Rif in the next 1,000 years that nobody commented that it changed? Or it's, one place there's nobody outside of dark, one place they're outside for 2 hours after dark, whatever it is. So that's what I find strange in all of this. So that's what suggests to me, when the Rif says it's Kamoy Chatzi Shor, that this is that it's not flexible. In other words, that's why the Rif said, that's why everyone has the Rif's definition. Because the Rif looked around and he saw this is, Be'erach, when people seem to disappear from the markets, or Mustafa, that's what the Gemara meant. I mean, the Rif didn't live on the time of the Gemara to know what went on in the Tichle, the Shukadar, the Tamadoy in that time. Elamai, he looked around and this was a Hashara of what went on in his time. He assumed Be'erach, that's how long, people would be out. You might say maybe because there was no outdoor illumination, so it never changed in all of those years. But it's funny that the Rif was the one that was Kovei 1,000 years after the Gemara, 600 years after the Gemara, and we don't find anyone else that commented upon it all the way until today. That's what I find strange with this. If Tichle Regev Arashuk does not have a numerical value to it, I would have been happier to Rif or to say, listen, until most people are gone from the Shuk and let everybody decide what it is for themselves. So that's what I've always been a little bit skeptical, that Tichle Regev Arashuk is flexible. So that's the other possibility of what the Sunnah Khan is. Either the Rajba Shita, which allowed light in the entire night, or this Shita. But Pashtas the Khan should go back to Medina de Gemara. That's what seemed to me. There's certainly no question that the Miyastim of the Rishalmi Minhogim of the contemporary era, we're talking in the 19th century and on, certainly held that it went back to Medina de Gemara. I mean, they instituted lighting outside, the Gula they light outside. That the Minhogim that they established, Mamashla, as in Dinah de Gemara, not what they did in Eastern Europe. So they clearly held that they went back to Dinah de Gemara. And they were very makbid about this man, and they light right after Shkia in Yerushalayim. That's very, very makbid about this man. So that's what seems to me, as I say. Hayotze Mikol Zeh, two dinim that are very important. Number one is the one has to light when one's family members are still up. The corollary of all of this is that the proper man for lighting is when your Bnei Habayis are assembled. Because that's the audience for the pursuing Isa. And finally, the third din is that a person that lives by himself lights the entire night amber bro. Those three din. That's right.
And if your family is less than two or three more members, it's just your wife.
So that's it. So that's where you have to light for your wife. That's all. Different.
But you're not having a rabbi.
So it's okay.
It's not any worse than somebody by himself.
It's not worse than someone by himself. Maybe it's better in that regard. Maybe if you only have a wife, you can light the whole night. Maybe.
During the week, you don't really have a family gathering much, to be honest. This person's home from work, this person, this one.
So the question is when most people are around.
It doesn't be ideal. And maybe just you and your wife. together.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
The only way you can do it.
Yeah.
One is in school, and one is, you know,
late
night classes or whatever. No, you don't want to wait till 11 o'clock to do it.
Afraid of Hanukkah, I'm going to say. Rabbits and Borg, cookies. I don't know.